You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The governor is now officially asking the federal government for help after last weekend's flooding. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Governor Tony Evers is requesting federal support in response to storm damage in Wisconsin. Evers has submitted a request to the Federal Emergency Management Agency to assist Wisconsin in conducting a formal federal preliminary damage assessment from recent extreme storms and flooding across the state. Wisconsin Emergency Management has reported that the initial state and local damage reviews suggest Wisconsin will meet the federal threshold to receive aid. In order for federal assistance to be made available, there must be a presidential declaration based on the results of a FEMA damage assessment.
And we've been keeping an eye on attacks on Metro Transit bus drivers. There's been a handful of them since the year began. One of the most notable was in February. At the time, police said a woman attacked a bus driver once she learned that bus wasn't going where she wanted. The driver lost control and ended up crashing into Asian House Restaurant on the east side. The woman responsible is named Raven Johnson, and this week she pleaded guilty to recklessly endangering safety and attempted battery to a public transit officer. She'll be sentenced in October. And it's moving day downtown. Many leases for student housing end today, and many new ones start tomorrow. It's also the height of hippie Christmas, when people leave things out at the curb and others go treasure hunting. For almost 2 weeks now, the Madison Streets Division has increased collections in student housing areas. They'll keep that going through next week, too. Hippie Christmas, as a tradition, has existed in Madison since the 70s. And tomorrow, there's even a hippie Christmas festival at James Madison Park. It's hosted by the Art and Lit Lab. It'll have music, art, and training in skills like gardening and home repairs. It's Madison Black Restaurant Week. The goal is for people to support Black-owned businesses and maybe try something new. It's sponsored by Madison's Black Chamber of Commerce. Camille Carter is the chamber's president, and she says Madison has extra reason to be proud.
Now, if you go into really larger urban areas, you might find that they're kind of promoting a Black Restaurant Week, you know, the Detroits and Chicago's, Baltimore's, but Madison, itty bitty Madison was the first.
This is the 10th year of the event.
We started with about 12 businesses, 7 restaurants and about 5 food carts. And now we have, just within this campaign, we are uplifting almost 50 restaurants, food carts, caterers.
Carter says having the Black Chamber as a resource can make a huge difference for business owners, especially at a time when DEI programs are being canceled.
It is anti-community. It takes away from the richness of really what makes an ecosystem very smart and strong. In this new mentality, we at the Chamber will not lose sight of the importance of the work. There are business owners out here. There are entrepreneurs out here that are contributing to our tax base. They are very important economic drivers to our community, and they need supportive services.
Every year, there's a food taste jamboree where for $5, you can try dishes from all kinds of places. It was supposed to be last Sunday at Warner Park, but they had to cancel because of the storms. Luckily, they were able to reschedule with a new location. The jamboree is now going to be held this Sunday at the Madison Labor Temple. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Jordan Love back at camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers joint practice sessions with the Colts here in Indiana. Quarterback Jordan Love rejoined the team after having surgery on his left hand in Los Angeles Tuesday.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb. We did a surgery to repair it. It's a UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery and, on the road to recovery.
Love with a cast that covers his left arm. The Badgers training camp continues in Madison. Have they improved their D-line? Defensive coordinator coordinator Mike Tressel.
You know, I feel really good about the front four in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to keep them fresh there.
Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Milwaukee hoping to tie a franchise record of 13 wins in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I want to date you. Those are the words of Travis Kelce, but he wasn't talking to me. He says that is how he courted girlfriend Taylor Swift. Swift and Kelce discussed their courtship and all its simplicity on her recent appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. Sure, Kelce might have sounded like a Neanderthal, but on their first date, Swift asked what it was like for Kelce lining up and seeing his brother on the other side of the ball in the Super Bowl. Both Kelce's played offense. Sinead O'Connor will be the subject of a new biopic, according to Variety. Nothing Compares to You, named after one of O'Connor's biggest hits, will focus on the younger years and career of the singer-songwriter who at times could be controversial. In 1992, O'Connor famously ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live after a performance and said, "Fight the real enemy." O'Connor died in 2023 at the age of 56 of natural causes influenced by obstructive pulmonary disease. How heartbreaking can show business be? Believe it or not, no one knows more than Matt Damon. Despite his crazy success, Damon said in a recent interview that he and acting partner in crime Ben Affleck both were up for roles in Dead Poets Society in the mid-80s. Damon said he and Affleck both got called back for big roles. Not only did neither one of them land a role in the film, Damon said their summer job was at their local cinema, which Dead Poets Society played at all summer. More Matt Damon near-miss news. The Good Will Hunting star says director James Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar and 10% of the profits. Damon said at the time he was shooting The Bourne Ultimatum and knew he would be needed for post-production, so he turned Cameron down, along with probably what amounted to a few hundred million. In a business where getting a break or a little bit of luck is everything, Damon has still managed to eke out a living despite the big whiffs. God does not hate Matt Damon. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 90 this afternoon. The heat index could be pushing the upper 90s to near 100 later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 72. Tomorrow, hot and humid with scattered thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.